Good morning, everyone. Before I begin my presentation, allow me first to join those who have thanked the coordinators of the DIIM project, the CPI Avellino, the teachers and students who have achieved the online multilingual dictionary. Actually, practical tools like this are essential in a geopolitical situation which continuously poses big challenges with regard to the coexistence among hundreds of cultural communities. This is particularly true in the case of Africa, now that the daily news has made us realize how this part of the world is close to our shores and lives. Among the African countries, Eritrea and Ethiopia present one of the more complex linguistic situations of the whole continent. In Eritrea and Ethiopia, there are two of six macro families of African languages, namely Nilo-Saharan and Afro-Asiatic, and three of six branches of Afro-Asiatic phylum, namely Cushitic, Omotic, and Semitic. The case of Ethiopian Semitic, represented by languages such as Getz, Amharic, Argobba, Gafat, Gurage, Harari, Tigre, and Tigrinya, is a special one. According to the most reliable scientific reconstruction, the Afro-Asiatic family originated in Africa, in the Central Saharan region, about 10,000 years ago. But the Semitic branch is the result of an old migration from North Africa to Near East. In turn, the Ethiopian Semitic is the consequence of a new movement occurred at the beginning of the first millennium BC from the Arabian Peninsula to Northeast Africa. About 2,500,000 native speakers in Eritrea and 4,500,000 native speakers in Ethiopia daily use the language called Tigrinya. The glossonym Tigrinya derives from the place name Tigray, indicating the northernmost region of modern Ethiopia, whose main towns are Mekelle and Adigrat. Here, in late antiquity, from the 1st to the 7th century, a monumental civilization flourished around the Ethiopian town of Aksum and the Eritrean port of Adulis. The Tigray region played a role in medieval and modern history of Ethiopia and Eritrea. And the same Aksum, once lost its political primacy, gained a huge respect among the Christian Ethiopians as a holy city, a place of pilgrimage, and the seat of the hierarchy. In ancient Aksum, the language of the political elite was Getz, a well-documented idiom that became extinct when the kingdom collapsed, but survived as the literary and liturgical language of the Christian clergy. Actually, from the philological point of view, there is a strong connection between Getz and Tigrinya. They are both Ethiopian Semitic languages, and the territories where people speak now Tigrinya are more or less the same where Getz used to be spoken. Historically, the linguistic area here considered includes also central Eritrea, particularly the regions of Hamasien, where the capital city Asmara lies, Serae, and Akkaleguzai. From the geographical point of view, this land is quite homogeneous, consisting in the northern part of the Ethio-Eritrean highlands. Therefore, the area of Tigrinya speakers is supranational, and the political status of the language depends on several situations and factors. In Eritrea, Tigrinya is the working and school language, used in official state documents, together with Arabic. Indeed, the country is observer member of the Arab League. In Eritrea, Tigrinya is a communication tool also for 3 million people speaking 8 other native languages. It is the national literary language, with a wide production in the last 80 years. Tigrinya inherited from Ge'ez the same writing system, namely an alpha syllabary originated from a pre-Islamic Arabian Abjad, and most probably inspired by Indic scripts. According to the principle of the Brahmi script, in the Ethiopian Fidel, each grapheme represents a CV, consonant-vowel, sequence. We must consider apart the symbols for numerals, which have been adapted from the Greek language, namely from the letters of the Greek alphabet. In Ethiopia, a country showing a particularly complex linguistic context, with more than 70 languages still spoken, Tigrinya is one of the 4 major idioms. It comes after Oromo, about 25 million people, Amharic, about 20 million people, Somali, about 5 million people, and before Sidamo, 3 million people, Wolaita, Gurage, and Afar, each with 1,500,000 people. Ethiopian Tigrinya had trouble in emerging as a literary language because of the fierce competition of Amharic, the language of the ruling class, and of the Christian hierarchy. There are several dialects in Tigrinya, but no one is a standard literary variety. One has to connect this fact to the history of the language. In African contexts, several factors can influence the literarization processes and the success of a dialect over others. Normally, the political preeminence of a social and cultural group can determine the superiority of its dialect as a poetic instrument as well. In several cases, the contact with the European missions was responsible for the emerging of a linguistic variety as literary language. In the case of Tigrinya, things occurred in a different way. Even though every Ethiopian recognizes Tigray as the region hosting the most ancient historical and religious traditions of the country, the political center of gravity was most southerly. Therefore, together with Ge'ez, in medieval and modern times, only Amharic, the language of the court and of the ecclesiastic hierarchy, assumed the role of literary language. Instead, until recent times, Tigrinya remained a language devoid of a written literature, and consequently no dialect gained a supremacy as a creative tool. In contemporary Ethiopia, owing to the interweaving of languages and ethnicities, the status of Tigrinya is a delicate one. In the 70s and 80s, Tigrinya speakers of Eritrea and Tigray, even though gathered in different political and military organizations, fought side by side against the regime of Mengistu Haile Mariam. The linguistic homogeneity represented the fluidizing factor among the fighters, starting from the same political military leaders, the Eritrean Isaias Afewerki and the Ethiopian Meles Zenawi, who were both Tigrinya speakers. After the separation, the outbreak of the war between the two countries, and eventually Meles's death in 2012, the political crisis culminated in 2018 with the nomination of Abiy Ahmed Ali as Ethiopian Prime Minister. During this period, Tigrinya has become more and more a national flag for the whole Tigray, whose leaders lived with discomfort, the growth of political movements representing other nationalities of the country, particularly the Oromo. In the past 2 years, the protests of several national groups regularly found in the linguistic claim a factor of identity, and the protesters regarded Amharic, the working and school language, as the idiom of the oppressive elite. Therefore, last March, the Ethiopian Council of Ministers has made an extremely innovative choice. As a new manifestation of a policy of openness, Abiy Ahmed Ali's government decided to add 4 more languages to Amharic in producing official federal documents, namely Oromo, Afar, Somali, and Tigrinya. According to Abiy's statement, Amharic has played a big role in facilitating communications among Ethiopians. But in order to build a society that is integrated both politically and economically, introducing new working languages is very important. The new languages would play a big role in uniting the country and further improve cultural ties among Ethiopians. This kind of attitude of a contemporary government and head of state with regard to the linguistic policy is not isolated in Africa. Suffice it to think about the case of the Amazigh or Berber in Algeria. It can be an important sign of the attention for cultural identities and respect for the linguistic diversities. Of course, this is nothing but a first small step, but undoubtedly in the right direction. Within a country, the linguistic variety can be a problem if used as a pretext for claiming the right to secession. Instead, it can be an asset if political leaders prove to be able to follow the path to the mutual recognition and collaboration among equals. Thank you.